Your Iowa Catholic Radio News Time is 7:48.
And it's our pleasure to welcome in Mary Claire Evans. Mary Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
It was a pleasure to meet you on Saturday amid the hubbub of I think, 10,000 people that were at the mall.
I think that's about right.
And hopefully they were all in line for you to sign your new book, Joseph's Heart, A Story of Adoption.
Well, I met some really wonderful people on Saturday and some really beautiful adoptive families as well. So it was a great blessing.
Well, Joseph's Heart, A Story of Adoption, is a story of the Nativity through the eyes of St. Joseph and reveals how Joseph becomes a father in a way he never could have imagined. And as I read your book over the weekend, I thought, okay, what prompted Mary Claire to write this book, to write about St. Joseph? What was your motivation?
Well, and you'd think with my name, I'd be going with the Blessed Mother, right? I mean, you know,
yeah,
the thing
really.
About St. Joseph, and growing up, of course, when you have a name like Mary, it's obviously something really to live up to have her name. I always felt, as much as I love her, I always felt so beneath her pure purity, her ability to say yes without hesitation. It was just, I'm so in awe of that, as of course we all are. But then when I thought about Joseph, who obviously very holy man, but Joseph struggled. You know, when Joseph found out about Mary, the Bible talks about how he basically describes him wrestling with this dilemma of all dilemmas. He has this beautiful fiance, his betrothed, his intended, and he finds out that she's with child.
Yeah, how now, devastating that had to have been for Joseph. You know, it's like you find the perfect mate, and you're thinking they have the same values that you do, and yeah, she's pregnant.
Well, and you know, to look at it through 21st century eyes, I mean, not only was it devastating because of hurt and betrayal, her life was in incredible danger because, as we all know, the penalty for adultery was very harsh, stoning. So Joseph knows he's not the father of the child, so what does he do? He cannot marry her under Jewish law. It is absolutely impossible. And he's a very devout, you know, devout young man. If he reveals her publicly, she will be executed. And that, of course, he cannot bear. So he thinks about sending her, privately dismissing her and sending her away. My interpretation is that means she would be sent to another part of the country, maybe passed off as a widow. You know, but that's really just kind of a slower death because she would have no way to support herself. You know, she would
no
be begging.
Family, no,
right, no
yeah.
family, no support, and she would probably be begging for survival. So he had no good choice. So, of course, the beautiful part, the amazing miracle as he goes to sleep, an angel comes in his dream, the angel Gabriel, and God takes care of the whole thing. So it's so inspiring and so beautiful that he is in the dilemma of all dilemmas, but God works it out in a beautiful way.
Our guest is Mary Claire Evans. She's the children's author and illustrator of Joseph's Heart, A Story of Adoption. And, you know, Joseph then does give all of us hope. You know, when we have these difficult situations that we have to face, you know, in your story, it's like he doesn't know what to do. He's stuck between that rock and a hard place. And, you know, unfortunately, Joseph listens.
Well, exactly. And he didn't, you know, he gave God the time to work it out. And he didn't impulsively make a decision. He didn't probably act on his emotions. Maybe he was angry. Maybe he was hurt. We don't know. But he gave God time, and he prayed about it, and he went to sleep. And, of course, it's so beautiful that the angel came in a dream because his forebearer, the Joseph that we know of in the Old Testament, God spoke to that Joseph through lots of dreams. And my theory is that, you know, when your name is Joseph or your name is Mary, you pay attention to the historical figure with that name. So I think as a little boy, maybe Joseph really paid attention to those stories of the older Joseph. And so when God came in a dream, he knew what that meant. He knew that language of God speaking to him in a dream.
Well, I loved that connection in particular, and that both Josephs, their father was Jacob.
Exactly. I know. Well, Joachim, but it's a form of Jacob. Exactly. I mean, there's no coincidence in God's world. There's no coincidences. So that's a beautiful detail.
Our guest is Mary Claire Evans. She's a children's author and illustrator of Joseph's Heart, A Story of Adoption. And Mary Claire, this book is available at Barnes & Noble, where I met you on Saturday. And what other books have you written? Or is this your first?
Actually, this is my first. I have some ideas and some research going into two more books. But this is my first book. My background is in art, drawing, teaching. I graduated from the University of Iowa from the art department there. And so I come to this really more as an artist than an actual author or writer. But, God pressed this on my heart, and I couldn't resist the challenge of doing it. So the good thing is it was so much fun and so wonderful, I can't wait to do another one. So hopefully there'll be more in the future.
Well, I love this book, and our regular co-host, John Leonetti, has a little guy who's 2 who just had his birthday, whose name is Joseph. And so I will be passing the book that you gave to me on to John for his little guy, Joseph. So
beautiful.
How can our listeners get a copy of your book before Christmas?
Well, I'll tell you, the best way to do that would be to either go to barnesandnoble.com and order it from there, or Amazon. I know many people are prime customers of Amazon, so of course the shipping's free. So Amazon.com carries it, and they're very swift in their delivery. So those would probably be the best ways to do that. I know Barnes & Noble locally at Jordan Creek is going to carry some copies, but I know that it's not easy for everyone to get out to do that last-minute shopping. So if you like to shop online, that's the easiest way to do it.
Well, if you're going to stick around Des Moines for today, I've got the rest of my shopping list. You could just go and do, yeah, maybe not. Okay. Mary Claire Evans, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for this book. It is a beautiful gift to our church and especially to young people.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy to talk to you, Jean, and a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
God bless, and thank you for joining us on Iowa Catholic Radio today.
And have a beautiful Christmas. Thank you.
Same to you. Thank you.